All right, guys. So before the episode even starts, let me give a shout out to Tati. She has a music video coming out tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. on YouTube and probably all platforms everywhere, for real, for real. So you make sure you guys tune in. She's featured on the song with Jariel Music, and it's called Orgullo, O-R-G-U-L-L-O. I was talking to her earlier. She said it means like pride and everything. So she's going to, that song debuts today on YouTube at least, at 7 o'clock in the afternoon on May 15th. That's when it debuts, which is today, because that's when I'm releasing the episode. So, you know, if you guys don't know, Tati is a young artist, singer, songwriter that I did an episode a little while back ago. You can go watch, re-listen to that again. Met her when she was in high school. I told you guys, watch out for her. If you listen to the episode, I said, watch out for her. She's going to be doing some big things. Don't blink on her, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to give a shout out. Congrats to her. If you guys get a chance, go check it out. It's on YouTube. It's Jariel Music. I believe I'm saying it correctly. If I'm not, then my bad. But and it's called Orgullo. So it's like, again, O-R-G-U-L-L-O. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if, you know, go give it a listen. That's all I'm trying to say. Go give it a listen. Enjoy the episode. You know what I'm saying? All right. What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, I guess you can tell by the title, what do you consider snitching? You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of the younger generation and the people who aren't really a part of the atmosphere or the evolution of the hood, you know, where there's, you know, that's because that's where the word snitching is used mostly at. It's like, if you live in the hood, if you live in like in the city, like in the local city, like that's what the word snitching is, because there's so much going on, people, you know, dealing different things. So the word snitching gets thrown around a lot. But I don't think we all really know what the word snitching really means and where it came from. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of, like, so I bring this up because 6ix9ine got released from jail a couple of weeks ago. And we all know that 6ix9ine went to court and he basically told the judge, like, hey, the people that I was running with for a while are now the same people that were trying to kill me, kidnap me, and threaten my family's life if I didn't perform for them. You know, basically, or keep them under my management and all that good stuff. So people were like, oh, he's a snitch. I don't think I consider him a snitch, to be quite honest. Just on, like, if you don't know what snitching is. So for me, right, I don't consider if someone comes to your house and with a gun and says, I'm gonna kill you and your family, and you call the cops and go, hey, there's somebody here trying to kill me and my family with a gun. He's trying to get into the house, but I'm not letting him. I don't consider that snitching. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I call that common sense. You know what I'm saying? If someone is saying, hey, I'm going to kidnap you or your family, I don't consider that snitching if you call the cops. I just don't. Like, how can that consider be snitching? That's what the cops are there for. You know what I mean? So you can't really call that snitching. It's just common sense. So, oh, la policia. So basically, when 6ix9ine told, he got this reputation of being a snitch. And now since he's out, he is living that up. He's going with it. He's like, yeah, I'm a snitch, whatever. And that's what y'all feel. That's what y'all feel. I don't really feel that way. Am I a fan of 6ix9ine? I'm somewhat of a fan. Not because, like, his music's okay. I like his music. But basically because he's the troll that made it. You know what I'm saying? He's the internet troll that actually made it. But he made it and he put the hard work in as well. You know what I'm saying? He's not just a troll. He's someone that works really hard for what he wants. You know, if you know what I'm, like his work ethic speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? And that's the one thing that, you know, I admired about him more than anything is how he became a nobody and rapping with Trippie Redd, and they were nobodies going nowhere, and then he became this big famous artist that hits number one every single time he puts a song out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, you say what you will about the about him, but like, you can, that's work ethic. That like, you don't just do that. You know what I'm saying? It took Drake many years for Drake to put out hit songs number one back to back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took Drake quite some time to do that. So for 6ix9ine to do that in his first year, having four of his five of his songs number one on the Billboard when he put it out, like, that's something not to, that you should just gawk at. Like, that's real. Like, that's hard work. That's putting the time and effort and getting the I don't want to say the proper respect, but getting back for what you put in, basically, is what I'm trying to say. He got back what he put in. So if he got number one on the Billboard, it means he put number one Billboard efforts into that song and how to promote it and get people to listen to it, all the whole nine yards. So on that factor alone, I've been somewhat of a fan. Like, we all know what 6ix9ine is. He's a troll. That's all he is. He's a troll that made it. That's it. Like, if anybody thought that when he got caught up and he was going to go to court, if you thought he wasn't going to say something, you're crazy. We knew he wasn't about that life. You know what I'm saying? We all knew it. But it was just funny because it was just like he was getting away with so much stuff for so long that he really looked and seemed untouchable until it finally got touched. You know what I'm saying? So that was funny. And to let you know, 6ix9ine says he didn't know that the FBI was going to come get him and all that. It was a surprise. I personally don't think so. If you really look back, and I said this to my supervisor who I was working with at the time when it first came out, I said, if you really look at it, 6ix9ine put out his defense for that case without his lawyer. If you go back to the Breakfast Club interview, the second one, the last one he did, if you watch that whole thing knowing what's about to happen, he's basically saying out loud for everyone to hear, I'm not associated with this group of people anymore. I'm just a rainbow head kid that's just rapping, trying to make. Like, if you really listen to his interview, you'll see, like, oh, he knew it was coming. He knew for a fact they were on him and they're about to pick him up. So he was just trying to put his defense out there for the people to hear before the FBI and all of them got to him, basically. You know what I'm saying? Which is smart. You know, that's smart. Change the public opinion before the media has the time to change it for you. You know what I'm saying? But getting back to what I was saying, so with snitching, like, snitching is back, like, during the, like, came about when you went to jail back in the day in, like, the 1930s, when the Great Depression happened to the United States, and people lost their jobs. Like, men lost their jobs. Mostly men, because women weren't really working at that time. Some of them were, but not all of them. But men lost their jobs, and they were blue-collar workers. Guys that were working at warehouses, they were working out on boats, catching fish to bring back to the local market and sell. Like, all those people lost their jobs because they had no money because the Great Depression hit. The stocks went down, and money was basically, was nowhere. You couldn't get money anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So if you didn't save up at that time, that was it. That was basically it. You were poor. So for the guys who were doing all these jobs, who are now poor and they have a family at home, they have no way to provide for that family. What happened is a lot of the criminal organizations started taking some of these guys in, and they started bootlegging alcohol and cigarettes and selling them, robbing basically trucks for these products, and then we'll sell them for half the cost, and then that's how you get paid money. So snitching came from people said, don't snitch, basically, because if this guy is coming to you and going, hey, I know you're having money problems, I know you have a family, I might have a job for you, you know what I'm saying, so you can feed your family. And they were like, okay, cool, what I have to do is like, I'm gonna give you a gun, you're gonna go with four of the guys, and you're gonna rob this truck full of cigarettes cartons. And then you're not gonna kill nobody, you're just gonna grab the truck and drive it back to the warehouse, and then we're gonna sell them ourselves. And then we'll pay you, you know, $75, you know what I'm saying? But back then, you have to remember, $75 was a lot of money. 50 cents back then was worth $2 back then. So 75 was a good chunk of change if you wasn't getting paid at all and you were out of a job. So what they happened was, like, they will warn you, hey, this is risky, but if you get caught by the cops, don't snitch on the guy who's giving out the jobs, because if you put him away, basically, if you put the head guy away, none of us eat, because now we all can't eat now. You know what I'm saying? Because he's the leader. So now we all become anarchy, and we're all doing our things. We're back to where we started. But if the head guy says, hey, you're cool, come work with me, and I'll pay you on a regular, don't snitch on him afterwards, because then we all hurt and we all go down. So that's what they meant by don't snitch. If someone comes to you and gives you an opportunity and says, hey, I know you're down in the gutter, here's your chance to, you know, make some money, they were saying don't snitch on them, because it just, that's not right. You wasn't making money at one point, and now you are making money, and then you give away the person who's helping you get money. That sucks. And now you're putting everyone else's family in danger, and you're putting everyone's family back in, you know, in a place where I can't provide for them anymore. So that's where the whole thing snitching came from. Snitching is not if someone says, I'm going to kidnap you, I'm going to shoot you when I see you, and you go out and you call the cops and go, hey, this person lives at this spot doing this, and he works at this spot, he said he's going to shoot me, he does have a gun, go get him. That's not snitching. That's just you not wanting to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't stop somebody from not wanting to die. So, like, when 6ix9ine was going through that whole court thing, and he says, like, they did kidnap him, they did threaten to kidnap his family and his mom if he didn't perform at certain dates and all that. That's why, like, when he got rid of everybody and he was like, I fired everybody on my team, that's when he was like, he knew for a fact that he couldn't do business with them anymore. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that's really snitching. You know what I mean? He tried to cut his ties with them. He said, look, you're fired, I don't want nothing to do with you, I'm done. If they keep coming back trying to force him to sign paperwork and threaten him to pay money up and stuff like that, it's like, I can't blame a guy for you know, hey, like, I'm good right now. Like, I don't, if you're not with me, then you're not with me. Just leave me alone. Like, you can't fault somebody for that. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, and a lot of people are like, oh, they put him on. I don't think they really put him on, to be quite honest. I think that was him. That was him realizing what people were telling him, like, oh, you have to do this and do that. But it wasn't working for him. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm not mad at him for coming out of jail and doing the whole, oh, I guess I'm a snitch, and playing it up, because where he was living with his mom in a 2-bedroom apartment. His mom slept in 1 bedroom. His brother and his girlfriend slept in another bedroom. And then him and then his daughter and his wife, his girlfriend at the time, slept in the living room. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't have money coming in, and he was dead broke. Now he has a whole bunch of money. You know what I'm saying? He's got stacks of money by doing this persona that he's doing. So I can't blame him for coming back and being like, hey, I'm gonna play up this whole snitch thing because you guys keep calling me a snitch. I'm gonna play it up, and I'm gonna keep getting this money because I don't want to go back to living in my mom's house on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be the person who come home bringing money to my mom and say, you have nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I really can't hate on him for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the work ethic he puts in. You know, the persona's pretty funny. Like, I laugh at it, you know, because he's a troll. How many times I gotta say? He's a troll. He's an internet troll. The moment you see, a lot of people think like, oh, 6ix9ine is this rapper that's stupid. No, if you actually just put 6ix9ine and you put him in the category that he's supposed to be in, not a rapper, but actually a troll, everything he does now makes sense. He's like, oh, that's why he's doing that. He's a troll. He's trying to get a rise out of other rappers and stuff like that. And he's trying to get a rise out of people who hate him in the media. He's trying to get a rise out of the people who follow him. You know what I'm saying? Because the more you talk about him, the more famous he gets. Like, people think that if you, by you guys calling him a snitch, it's hurting him. No, all you did was give him a new persona. Had no one called this man a snitch at all and just said, oh, 6ix9ine's in jail, that's it, and he would have came back out, I don't think he'd be as popular as he is. People would be like, oh, 6ix9ine's back, great. But like, that whole persona that he had before he went to court in jail would have been like, it would have been over. It would have been old. Like, you coming back doing the same thing, that's stupid. But the people going, oh no, 6ix9ine's a snitch, snitch this, snitch that. Well, guess what? You gave him a new persona. You know what I'm saying? It's like how the pro wrestlers, when they become, when they're good guys, and then after a while, the fans stop wanting him to be a good guy and they stop caring about him, then all of a sudden he becomes the bad guy. Now he gets more famous. Now people want to watch him more because they're, oh, that's a good guy that went and became bad. I want to boo him now because I used to cheer him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys did the man a favor. If you ever posted about this man and said he a snitch, you did the man a favor, because he came out and he's now back on it. He's making music and he's doing his thing. And you can't hate on, I personally can't hate on him for that. I respect him for that. He came out and he's like, look, I'm not missing a beat. Once I get out, I'm out. I'm doing my thing again. So I can't hate on him for that. You know what I'm saying? If you can, great. That's on you, but I can't. That's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, snitching became a thing of basically, if you're giving up somebody who put you on, and then you gave them up once you got caught doing the thing you wasn't supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? That's what snitching is. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he really snitched. You know what I'm saying? The guy was just trying to survive. You know what I'm saying? After you get kidnapped by a couple people and stuff like that, things get a little hazy. You start being like, okay, my life is really in danger. That's why he got all his security that was around him. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't doing that to troll people. No, that's when it got real. That's when he was like, oh, I need armed guards around me at all times, because these guys are really trying to force me to do things that I don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be in business with these people anymore. So I don't, and if you don't want to be in business with somebody, then don't be in business with them. I think it's unfair for someone to be like, hey, you don't want to be in business with me? Well, guess what? I'm going to kidnap you. Or I'm going to kidnap your wife or your kids or your mom until you sign the paperwork that puts me back to making money off you again. Like, come on. That's not fair. How's that fair? If the man doesn't want nothing to do with you anymore, he doesn't want anything to do with you no more. Had this been any other way, had this been a female rapper, right, would you guys be calling her a snitch? If a female rapper would have been doing the exact same thing, and then she got kidnapped, and she was being threatened that she's going to get kidnapped, and her family's going to get kidnapped, and her mom's going to get kidnapped, and all that, and she went to the police, would anybody be calling her a snitch? Would anybody be like, oh, she snitched, she crazy, she just, no, they would be like, oh, no, she was in danger. And they were really trying to intimidate her and hurt her and was really trying to take advantage of her. But because 6ix9ine is a troll and he's a guy, all of a sudden he a snitch and he's not worth the bubble gum that's under your shoe all of a sudden. Like, it can't be double standard, guys. You know what I'm saying? It can't be double standards here. A snitch should apply to everyone. You know what I'm saying? But for some reason, it doesn't. Because if it was a female, no one would be saying she's a snitch. They would be like, oh, she was in danger and she needed help. So, you know, I just wanted to give you guys this brief lesson on what snitching was. Snitching was giving up somebody who was helping you get to where you wanted to be at. You know what I'm saying? When you were down in your luck and you had no money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was snitching. If you go back to the Great Depression, that's where really snitching became a thing. When organized crime started to take over and started selling alcohol and cigarettes and all this other stuff to cut out the middleman, which was the government and stuff like that, to make their own money and their own income. So I just want to give you guys a brief lesson on that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing too crazy. I hope this enlightened you guys a little bit, hopefully. But yeah, that's growing up in North Philly. I know what snitching is. I know what's not snitching. You know what I'm saying? And I know what hard work is. I know what hard work is not. And I know when someone is in danger and when someone's not in danger. That man was in danger. Point blank, period. And you want him to do a life bidding for who? The people that were threatening you, that kidnapped you? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't make any sense. If you wouldn't say that for a female rapper who would have been in the same position, you shouldn't say it now. That's just me. But all right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your boy, Big Baby Steve, and you've been listening to Philly Talks.